Oh my God.
I don't think he can see you, dude.
Oh no, that's terrible.
I know, my prince, save me. Oh shit.
I want you to put your hands together. And welcome to the stage. Big round of applause.
Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 66.
Yes, sir.
Right. 66. And by the way, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We did not get to do a episode for Christmas.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately.
But that's all right.
I was exhausted. I needed a holiday from my holiday.
You always do, I know. But James here about slipped up and snuck around and watched episode 3, but he didn't.
I had it pulled up on my TV.
I asked him for you just a few minutes ago, wait a minute, you didn't slip and watch this, did you? He said he pulled it up.
Came so close.
Because we did have people asking, where's the next one? So here we are. We're going to let James react to House of the Dragon episode 3. And this is cool, man, because, I mean, I haven't seen this again since, you know, watching it when it came out. And so I'm almost reacting to it, too. It's funny to watch my react when I'm editing the damn thing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. I'm glad you're back in Westeros.
And I noticed something in our last one, too.
What's that?
I said something, and I saw when I watched it back,
right,
you reacted to something I said. And now it's got me really curious. Do you know what I'm
talking
about?
Yeah.
I can't. Now I'm so curious.
I went,
yes.
I remember exactly what you're talking about.
I was watching. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I might have been onto something.
Uh-huh. You might have been. I'm not gonna say anything. But yeah, I probably gave you a look.
You did.
But I was thinking, you know, maybe before we get started, I wonder, let us know for you guys on the Patreon or like channel members, should we leave like the entire thing up for those guys? You know, like it's without, because I go through and cut out the dead zones and just make it shorter so we can get to the talking, because this technically is a podcast. But I don't know if that's something they'd be interested in or not. Let us know, by the way. And we're growing again. You know, we've been growing pretty good since the podcast started coming out again, which was what, September, October?
I think so.
Something like that. But yeah, so welcome everybody new. Hope you guys are digging it, and maybe we can, all these new people watching that still have not clicked subscribe, maybe will earn their subscription here in the next couple podcasts or something.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff we want to cover. We're going to do, what is that called? Mother God? Love One or something.
Oh, yeah. We're going to watch it, and that may be a podcast.
It may be a podcast. We'll see. Sometimes we do that, like we've done in the past, where this documentary looks great, and we watch, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
We could talk about that in 10 minutes. It's not really a full podcast. But it's another cult podcast, so it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm sure we'll want to touch on Convicting a Murderer again, some stuff I want to at least talk about.
I hit Chris up and I said, you know, I thought there might be some traction on our old Gypsy Rose podcast.
Yes, that's crazy.
Since she got released from prison, and then he went and looked and came back. I was like, well, we never did one.
So we just talked about so much shit, man.
Yeah, we talked about it at your old house many times.
You said that and I literally said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And I went to check to see the numbers and I was like, maybe I can update the thumbnail and title or whatever, just to get some traction again. I'm like, it's not here. We didn't do one. So we just talked about it offline.
A lot. Yeah.
We watched the documentary. We watched interviews.
Yes.
And we thought it might have been our old podcast we were a part of and wasn't there either.
We were watching like the full interrogations and stuff. And
it was insane. That's an insane story. But yeah, I saw where she got out. So maybe that's something we can touch back.
Yeah. On. And if I could take a second to shout something out real quick. I would love to. I'm not getting paid by anybody for this. The podcast isn't getting anything for this, but I just wanted to take just a second to say I had a really good experience with a company, and I thought it deserves a shout out. It's a company called Flying Box, and they make acrylic boxes to protect things that you know, like a autographed baseball or something, just to keep dust off of things, and really nice ones. And I ordered way back in, I think, September, an acrylic case for a Lego office set that I bought, and Landon put it together.
Right.
And it looks really killer, but it was just sitting there collecting dust. And so I went shopping and got this case, and I got it. Had the box sitting there for a while. I mean, it probably sat there for a couple months. I finally got time to get it out and put it together. And when I opened the box, a corner was broken off of one of the pieces.
Right.
So I immediately emailed them and I said, look, I know it's been a while since I bought this thing. And I promise you, they responded to me the same night, told me, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'll have to cut out. I don't have them just laying around. I'll have to cut those out for you, but I'll get it out to you ASAP. I got all four walls he cut out and sent to me. And I'm telling you, I have not experienced that level of customer service in such a long time.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth a shout out.
It is, man. You don't get that anymore, man.
Everybody wants to protect certain things. That's a great company. If you're looking for it, they make quality stuff, and the customer service is impeccable. And Flying Box is the name of it.
Flying Box. Do they happen to make, I don't know, shoe size?
Guarantee it. I guarantee it. Yes.
I got a plan for some shoes to go in a glass case.
Yeah, display them. That would look so good, man.
Yeah, because they're just in a box in a closet right now. I may have to check this Flying Box out, man, for sure.
And it does something. Like, I enjoyed looking at that office set, but when it's in that case, it draws your eyes to it even more.
Yeah, you know, with all the stuff in here, man, I just started cleaning downstairs. I got to do upstairs now with the dusting, man. It all is so hard to get the dust off unless you have like a, you know, spray bottle, which I don't.
That's what I did before I put it in the case.
You got to.
I hit it with air.
Because especially Legos. Mm-hmm. God, man. All those little, every little peg.
Yes.
You can't get it. But no, that's cool, man. Yeah, that's worth that. But you don't see that anymore. Not much anyway.
You don't.
So yeah, I mean, they deserve, you know, it's like when you buy something, you only see negative reviews.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Nobody takes the time when you have a good experience to go leave a review for somebody, you know. Sometimes they do.
And too often you feel like you're left on your own when you reach out for something like that.
Yeah.
Well, tough luck for you. If you want another one, you know where to order.
Well, we'll give you another one half off or some bullshit. Yeah.
So I felt really good about that. And they got a customer for life.
That's cool, man.
Anything I need to protect, I'm going with Flying Box as long as they're around.
But also really quickly, got to mention this before we actually jump into the reaction here. We are getting paid.
Absolutely.
Ewan Racing again.
Ewan.
Ewan Racing Chairs, of course. They've been with us for a while now, doing, you know, sponsoring this podcast.
Big part.
Really appreciate them as partners, continued partners. We'll see what happens in the new year. But they are having their New Year sales starting up right now, all through the holidays. Again, the best chair for the value, for the price, I mean, the value, best value for the price, what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
You got all the colors and plain ones for all of us. I put a video in last week when we did the one, and that gray one looks really cool for an office, by the way.
I thought the same thing. When I watched the
fabric
one you put together, oh my God, it looks so good.
So they got all the leather stuff like we got and all that different colors for gaming, all that stuff. But these are solid black, obviously. And I saw these on another big podcast, by the way, that does reactions to music, and these same exact chairs.
That's cool.
But that gray one is cloth, and it looks really cool. That would be a good office chair. So not just for gaming.
That's right.
Really good chairs. Hold up to 550 pounds. They hold our fat asses very well.
Damn right.
And they hold up for sure.
Even when you're on my lap.
And exactly. And
bunk beds. Sorry.
Don't ask us how we know that. But we were testing the chairs, I swear. But anyway, thanks again to Ewan Racing. Be sure to check them out for the New Year's sale. You can go to the link in the description or in the pinned comment of this podcast on YouTube, and also put it in all the other platforms as well, and use the code SMOKESCREEN at checkout for 30% off your entire order. So no little, like, you know, buy one, get one this or that.
That's right.
Just no bullshit.
You won't be disappointed.
30% straight up. So again, appreciate Ewan Racing for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you, Ewan.
I kind of miss the old making up stuff. Like, I was going to say Vagisearch, you know?
Yeah.
Keep that mini fresh feeling from basement to ceiling. Vagisearch.com. You know, I miss those, man. These are fun.
We can still throw some in.
We can. We won't have a sponsor every week, so we can still make them up. All right. You ready, man?
I think
I'm
ready.
Do you remember what happened? So
I'm ready for the little
Yeah, you'll get the little thing here. But so, you know, just a quick recap for everybody. You know, we've got, you know, two episodes in. You got Viserys. Something's going on with him, with his health.
Yes.
We don't really know what's going on, but, you know, they're doing time jumps. So we'll see in this one, just no, you know, no spoiling anything, but another time jump, clearly. I think you saw that by the preview last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he's been remarried. Now it's to Allison. Of course, he chose Allison. So he went with his heart versus who he was expected to marry and Rhaena and all that kind of stuff. So it's not going to probably bode well for the best friends, at least in
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because she was expecting, you know, she remember she said, it's your duty to remarry. I understand. And, you know, but I'm not, he said it himself. I'm not making, you're still my heir. That's, I'm not changing my plans.
That's right.
That's what he said. So now the marriage is going on, and Daemon at the end with Corlys is pissed off, of course, because his daughter was not chosen. And Corlys, you know, being the master of ships, probably is no longer the master of ships at this point. We'll see what happens. But all right, that'll give us a little bit of this in our little recap here. So ready?
I am ready.
All right, he about clicked this and about ruined our podcast, y'all.
I know. You were saying something about the logo.
Yeah, I was saying there's something about that logo. I wonder if that's going to change, because remember, they're going to Max now.
Oh, that's right. They are.
They're just Max. So, wonder if season two that'll be.
I'll bet.
Max there. It's just a classic sound, though. You can't change the sound, right?
I hope not.
See, I don't even remember this intro, like what, you know, who's who. Because this changes, obviously, over time, right?
Based on fire and blood.
I wish you'd finished the book, man. All right. House Velaryon. That's their sigil.
We need popcorn.
We do.
Like the old days.
We can get some popcorn in here.
It'd crunch in these mics, wouldn't it? Oh, my God. Dude.
Fuck you, Prince Strayha. Fuck your whole mother and bastard.
He's like Scarface when his buddy's getting chainsawed in the bathtub, spits in his face.
You might as well go out fucking.
That's right.
Doing something. Try to get him to kill you at least fast.
It's about damn time.
Nope. Dragon! Yeah, Prince Daemon. Oh, shit.
Oh, I love it.
Meraxes, he's my favorite dragon. Man.
Oh, my God!
I don't think he can see you, dude.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
I know, my prince saved me. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
See, that can't nobody... Ain't nobody no. Fuck with Targaryen.
No.
Look at that. Damn. See, that's the problem with these islands, these caves, man. Look at that. That's cool as shit, man. He lays his arm, and the wing came up, almost like a puppet.
Oh, shit.
Feels the pain.
That connection they have with those dragons is
pretty
awesome.
They didn't show it as much with Danny in Game of Thrones, but clearly they made it a point to do that in this one.
And you have my nose, don't you?
2 years old, and already our boy has a king.
2 years?
Yeah, this is...
And 9 months.
Eating porridge with his hands. Lies with you to make him see it.
So they did. I forgot it was 2 years.
When the steps down. Yeah.
Man, there's a Lannister, man.
The crab feeder has dug in for siege on Bloodstone while his men sap.
Steel.
The matter of the stepstones is weak.
Can someone tell me where in the seven hells Rhaenyra might.
He reminds me of Yaskier from The Witcher.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bonds you to leave the godswood at once.
Your grace.
Wait, in truth, Rhaenyra. Up.
Well, isn't this splendid?
That's a good shot of King's Landing in the background.
It
we never
was
saw
really him. Cool.
No one's here for me.
They made all that progress, man.
They did.
They need to make a show about who goes before them and sets all this shit up. You know?
Dude.
Like, they always have a tent with all the stuff in the tent.
Yeah, they do.
Somebody's got to go out there, carry that shit, and then set all these tents up and shit.
Bunch of damn carnies.
Yeah. That's exactly. That's where they got. That's where it came from.
You're damn right.
What do you think about that? Carnies.
That is when I walk into work.
Sure.
If you believe the rumors.
Oh, Lord.
I fear the gods did not make me for hunting.
Here's the clubfoot.
Oh, Lord.
Larys Strong, the youngest son of our Master of Laws, Lord Vinyl.
My Lord. An inhospitable place suited only for savages.
Perhaps the princess.
But the Kronos.
Damn pug.
I love that pug.
Serve the one with late Lady Red Wine, waiting cake.
Oh shit. Awkward. By eating cake. <I'm sorry. laughs>
I honestly don't recall, and neither will Egan.
I miss Tyrion.
Yes.
Lord Jason Lannister.
So that's Jason. The other one was Tyland.
Okay.
He didn't
okay.
catch that.
A twin.
Wow.
Tyland is. Frightfully dark. You'll ever taste. Made in Lannisport, of course.
Huh.
Dow's dragons, of course. I'd do anything for my queen. Or.
Oh, hell.
Thank you.
She wasn't trying to hear that.
No. He tried.
He did.
He had the balls to.
He shot his shot.
He did.
That was a good idea.
Well, I thought you might have that in common.
Oh.
From every corner.
Lake of parchment.
Better hurry.
See ya.
Princess, wait!
Ain't no fucking way I'd ride a horse.
Man.
I mean, I have. I won't do it again.
My father. Trying.
You want me to kill him?
That's awesome.
It's a beautiful day. We should take him to Kingswood.
Kind of feels like he's courting her a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not digging this. There's something weird afoot. It reminds me of Robert going on a hunt. It's scary.
Yeah.
Beast is upward of 35 stone.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Trying to get him to name that boy. Mm-hmm.
After he's the one, remember. Mm-mm-mm. Name Rhaenyra. Is it really a hunt if they do the hunting for you? You know,
it might feel that way to a king.
Yeah. He knows it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Targaryen, once for strength.
Dragon.
Dragons, twaff.
Rhaenyra may take a place there by my side without shame and feel herself well compensated.
Station.
Uh-huh. If you were to name young Aegon heir, Your Grace. I had assumed.
Have your bannermen questioned my choice of heir?
Of course not, Your Grace.
It is your
rebellion. There has been nothing of the sort, Your Grace.
Damn, he's acting like a king to me.
He is.
My heir. The kingdom would do well to remember that.
Hell yeah. I'm digging this guy.
I love his little fucking eat shit smile.
Ah, damn.
That's what I mean. He has his moments, you know, like that.
Yeah.
It's just not enough. He's just sick of the politics. And did his finger fall off? I guess it probably did.
The huntsman has the trail, Your Grace, and has sent out the hounds. That man's pride has pride. There is another choice.
He's thinking about his own daughter. Mm-hmm. I commanded her.
Mm-hmm.
You might be more comfortable with one.
I mean,
the point is they two. Yes, but. Betrothed them. I came here to hunt. This fucking politicking.
Not to speak no more.
I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah, betrothed them and that would end all the. Oh my God.
What the hell?
I mean, that's not unusual, right, for Targaryen, even in this time. But
damn, like he said, he's two.
Yeah, I mean,
she already hates me right now. What the fuck do you think she'd think of that?
10 years for that would actually do it when he's, 12?
God.
Yes. He's just sick of this shit, dude. He's drank all the he's drank all the 40s. Ain't no more 8-ball in his cup. He's pissed.
The girl is a heedless contrarian. Would have run off with Lord Jason out of spite.
That's right. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Jordan drove him to the edge of madness. Tradition, Your Grace.
That's right. It is.
It is.
Even to this day.
Amen.
Do you wish to hear my opinion on the matter?
Should I guess? I swear that dude reminds me of me for some reason. I can't quit seeing it.
Yeah, I can now see it that you said that.
The strongest knight in the seven.
When I had hair.
Yeah.
You flatter me, Your Grace, but no. As for Rhaenyra is the son of the sea snake, Selenor. Of course, but Laenor survives the fighting in the Stepstones.
He has been the best dude on his council.
I agree. That's the hand right there.
Best advice out of anybody. He's been real with him the whole time.
The whole time.
His Grace is certain to be worried by.
I swear you. She's like Arya and Danny mixed or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I have no choice but to, Princess.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. That's not what she wants to hear, no. Though. Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, I thought they were about to hump. I thought
the horse.
Yes. I really did. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh shit.
It's gonna put the thought in their head or something.
Oh shit.
I don't like this.
Give you anxiety.
Yeah. Not a boar. I said Robert while ago.
Yes.
Oh, hell.
Aggressive little bastards.
Damn, she does have some Arya in her.
Yeah. I think you got it.
Yeah, now I think he's gonna say if they saw that, they would accept you as their queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was taking out some pent up aggression on that.
What's that?
She was taking out some pent up aggression.
Absolutely.
Bless it. Is everything all right? My eyebrows are gone.
He's too damn drunk to go hunting. I mean, he's not doing any hunting anyway. That's not it.
You damn
now,
right.
Now that's Breakbones. That's his son, Lionel's son.
Okay.
The one he was talking about.
Your Grace.
At least Robert went out and did his own damn hunting.
Oh, shit. Him as a monster.
Mm-hmm. God, I had Ramsay flashbacks right there. Those dogs.
Ooh. Ooh. Damn it, man. Stab the shit out of it.
I know. Stop all this misery.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. He hates this shit.
I'd have to be absolutely starving.
Oh, I know.
Nope.
Never been a hunter. I know everybody around here hunts, but I've never.
I know. I mean, like, I'd have to go at least 6 hours without eating.
I know. I might be able to make it 8 before I decide to pick up a bow or a gun. Or a spear, for that matter.
But, yeah, no, me and Landon were talking about that the other day. I was like, yeah, you get that from me because I've never had it in me.
I killed a rabbit when I was a kid, and that was it, man. I
felt terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
Dude, I get catch and release mouse traps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Wow.
Now, there.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God! Talk now, about majestic.
This is a little symbolism, don't you think? Here,
I'd say so. Oh my God! CGI has gotten out of control.
It was just a little weird, just a tad
barely.
Of weird
yeah,
movement.
But compared to what we've seen over the years.
And look, she brought home her boar and did it herself.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, I guess it hunted her technically, but. Look, this is hilarious, though. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
With blood all over her face and stuff.
All over her face and comes home with her own. Oh shit. I'm trying not to say anything.
Cool shot.
Yeah, he never got shots like that in God. I mean, it is not trying to trash on, obviously. At its time, it was outstanding, but it was more like set based and indoors.
Yeah.
Rhaenyra will be a good queen. Look at all the weird shit on the walls, by the way. Have you been noticing that?
What was it?
The weird shit on the walls.
I did notice that.
The Kama Sutra shit.
I did.
What of my son?
See? God. What a cunt.
At least the wine was good.
See, two fingers.
I'll be damned.
Her wishes in this.
If it was for advantage, you would have wed Lena Velaryon.
No.
That is true.
That's a
You will not be supplanted.
Yeah. Problem is everybody else.
That's right. You know, I know what this means.
Yeah, there are a bunch of vultures. I know
what this means. This means if he makes that statement publicly, now they'll have to go to plan B, which might be poison her or something to get rid of her, to get that boy in there. Maybe that's not the road this show takes, but I'm sure the way that they're all trying to make that happen, it would cross their mind.
Yeah, I mean.
See, I don't even know, like, the books, so, like, this is all guesswork to me.
Well, that's the thing, remember, they don't have all the details like that, you know? They have the, basically, here's the events that happened.
Hold the high positions, foot soldiers hold the ground.
So that's Lainor. That's who he told him to have her near Mary.
Is he the one that wrote the note?
Yeah, that's Vaemon, so that's his brother.
We must give them one. An offering of flesh to bait the crab. Counsel, uncle, other than master of complaints.
Enough!
Lay
I want to see that armor. Like a, you know, stand up in the corner.
That would be badass. Oh, shit.
He's very complicated.
Damn. Look at all those faces around there. They'd love to have help.
Little Graham.
I have ordered 10 to join the effort in the Stepstones.
Watch this shit.
Though time and
circumstances.
I think that's cool how they had him read it.
I do too. And I think maybe the wording of it hit him.
Yeah, it did.
Wow. Is he surrendering?
I know they make this seem like it was hard because of the caves and all that stuff. They could hide from dragons, but if you burn all their ships, what are they going to do? They can't survive.
Yeah, no shit. My God.
He's got a little grayscale there, maybe.
My God,
fucking
man.
Jorah.
No shit.
I'm pretty sure that was a change from the Fire and Blood.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he got scorched when it was burning into the cave, but yeah, that is grayscale, ain't it? I'm so confused. Shit.
I think he's fucking surrendering, dude.
Yeah, him saying, I don't want to see you fail or whatever.
Yeah.
Pissed him
off.
He
wants to win this motherfucker before that help gets there.
That's what it is, yep. And by him fucking by himself.
They're looking. They're looking up. They just.
Yeah, they're scared as hell, ain't they? That's some Jon Snow shit.
He's got bloodlust right now. Ugh. Oh, shit.
Wow. Damn. Wow.
It's like fucking Jason Voorhees.
It does, man. That's a good comparison. That strap on the back.
I like to have a Dark Sister replica. My favorite sword.
Oh, here comes Calvary. Oh, hell.
Sea smoke.
Wow, man.
See ya. He don't have to say a word, does he? He hasn't said a word this episode.
Oh yeah,
not a single word.
His face says a lot.
Yeah, right. It's going right after Jahar.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, you can't burn that group, right? These...
Man.
They need to back up and separate themselves and just let Sea Smoke torch them like that.
Yeah.
Right there.
Wow.
Look at this shit.
Are you kidding me, man?
He didn't just take his head.
Oh, my God.
He split him in third.
Oh, my God, man.
What the
Wow.
Oh, hell.
Oh, wow. Shit. Man, I'm going to tell you what. His brother is going to get it because they're going to find out about that letter. And
look at that shit.
My gosh, man.
So, what you think?
Man, I think Damon's going to be a handful in this show.
Yeah. He's you were right though. That letter, it made him feel good that his brother loves him.
Uh-huh.
But he's still too prideful to take the help. He's like, we're going to go. I'll go out there myself and die.
Yeah, the way he said I can't let something about your loss or something. The way he said
our loss, actually. And he said our loss, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like,
I mean, I can
understand.
Since
you can't get it done,
yeah,
I'm coming.
But I can understand, too. You've been fighting this for 2 years now, 3 years going on, and ain't said a word. Mm-hmm. We're down here dying and shit.
Yep.
And now, all of a sudden, you want to send help. And so, at the same time, it was like one of those things where it's on some level, he was happy that his brother acknowledged him, but no, don't send help now, motherfucker, and so he was the bait for that crazy ass draw him out of the caves.
Mm-mm-mm.
And took a few arrows for it.
Yes, but he did.
He didn't say a word, so he wasn't in it very much, obviously, with the whole hunt and everything, but he didn't say a single word that episode, and you could tell everything he was thinking.
Damn right, man.
Not a single word dialogue. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
But, yeah, I mean, Viserys is such a good, interesting character in this show. He's really, Patty Constantine, I said it before, knocked it out of the park. You just don't know anything about other than basic stuff from the book. Like, he wanted to please everybody. And he's showing that, obviously.
Yeah,
he even
is.
Says it. But just the depth of it, how much he's pulled this and that and being a king. And that's the whole thing, right, is this is the most dangerous seat in the realm, even though it looks like from the outsiders he's just, some high living, highfalutin king who can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He wants to please everybody. And they're all, and Damon's right, they're all vultures, you know, to some degree. I think Strong is probably the one who actually gives a damn about him as a person, because he's giving him real advice, you know, to some degree.
Yeah, I like him.
And I saw that. We got another
holy
subscriber rush starting to build
855 here. Since the last time I looked.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Damn. Wasn't it just 55?
Wow. It was.
So this
80,
is that time
40.
Of night that these things start kicking in, these ads. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on. Damn.
Look at that.
This is like Game of Thrones days.
Man,
we're
it
over
is.
Here looking, by the way, at a sub counter because I'm testing these
it's
ads
just
out.
Ticking,
it's
man.
It's just rolling like back in. This is like the live stream days after season
it
7.
It was. What a cool ad campaign.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's really cool.
So welcome new people to the podcast.
Yeah,
that's what
man.
We're promoting. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's really character driven. I mean, the Rhaenyra stuff is what makes it right with you know, you had her best friend now, obviously in a couple of years, they've probably been, I'm sure they've fallen apart to a big degree. I was going to say some small degree. No, they've really not really friends anymore. She's more formal with her.
Yeah.
You know, because she's the queen.
This is one thing that's confusing me. You said she wasn't aware of the visits and stuff.
Yeah.
So she basically just feels like her father just plucked her out of her life and took her.
I guess.
Then why would she be upset with her? I could see her being upset with her dad.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't think they make it clear to my knowledge, unless I just don't remember something. But remember, he had said specifically, you know, Rhaenyra don't know about this back in
he did.
But and she says, no, Your Grace. But I don't know if she's found out or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Know if they ever clarify that or through one of their conversations. But you would think that would happen like this episode, right?
Yeah.
Because this is 3. I think we got 2 more with the young actors before they switch.
Oh. That's going to be a trip.
Mid-season. So that's the last big time jump.
Okay.
So now
we
have.
Wow, that's going to be a trip.
Yeah, it is. And so now we have obviously Aegon, right? So he's the oldest, 2 years old now. Okay, so you got Daemon on this side, right? You're going to have another one, very similar in some ways to Daemon, coming
really?
Later, named Aemond.
Oh.
And that's a great. I don't want to spoil anything story with him and Daemon to some degree later, but anyway, so he's going to have more kids, obviously.
Like Maester Daemon?
Yeah, that name, yes.
Okay.
Yep. So that will be, you'll see that coming second half of the season, but you know, as they grow up and stuff. So, and then, you know, Rhaenyra does get, she did say like, you know, choose your husband, you know, if you want, whatever. So we'll see what happens with that, but. It's going to get interesting.
And is Bloodraven old enough to be in this?
No, not quite. He's
okay.
Very close.
Is he?
Within 50. Well, I see it now where it was like a 172 years. Once you get down to around 100 years, then he will be the next generation, 2 generations.
Okay.
But, you know, in this day and age, it doesn't. Nobody lives to be 100, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like us, we might know that person.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But yeah, so Bloodraven will be alive in obviously the Duncan Egg books as a young knight.
Ooh.
So very I'm looking forward to seeing that shit.
No
to
shit.
To see how much he was connected with his Greenseer side. Because it
that
was always
would be cool, wouldn't
it was
it?
Always a thing in the books and in you know the Duncan Egg novels, or novellas. That he ruled with magic and sorcery.
That
and
would
he
be
probably
so cool,
did something.
Man.
And so we should see his pale skin and red eyes in Duncan Egg.
Well,
it's not a big part, but he'll be in there.
Am I picking up vibes with Rhaenyra and the knight?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think so to some degree. And that will have a big impact. Now, again, I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not making little comments that are.
No, I think you're fine.
But yeah, that's definitely will be a thing. Or could be a thing. Potentially,
yeah.
It's a thing. I mean, you know, you sit out there and get to know somebody, and he's your
which
personal
is what
guard.
She wants,
right,
to be able to choose.
Right, him. But the problem is right, she named him to the king's guard and her personal guard, so he's like assigned to her at all times. But he's just taken vows of celibacy and took the white cloak.
Oh God dang.
So there you go.
Oh shit.
See these stupid rules? How
yeah,
stupid is that
man.
Rule as a king's guard to never have own lands, titles, and you can never have a wife or kids or and celibacy. Now you know they fucking break that, but just saying the rules. State.
So it's like the Night's Watch.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, the Night's Watch, it's clear they all break that. They go down to Mole's Town.
Yeah.
But nobody's really caring. Nobody really cares.
But
the
owning lands and all that stuff, they do
that's right,
give
that's
all
true,
that up.
Right.
Yeah.
They do hold that up. But Kingsguard is in a public eye, very much in the public eye. And, you know, it is a very honorable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people are people. Men are men. I mean, come on. But, yeah, that may have something to do with, you know, there'll
be
some
damn.
Tension there, and then he can't do anything about it, or can he, you know? That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So how many episodes? 10?
10. Yep.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and then for some reason, they're already going to, I think it's only 8 in that season 2, they said. I'm not sure. I believe it's 8. So
are
even though
longer?
It's only the second season, I don't know.
Like they did on some of those episodes?
You know how they started doing God at the end? They did what? Season 7 was 8, and then season 8 was 6. But
that
we're
was
only
so
season
frustrating.
2 dropping down to 8 episodes. I believe. I could be wrong about that, but I believe that's what I heard. But...
Well, I'm digging this, man. I really am.
Yeah, it's good, man. And this is better. Like I said, it's better for me the second time. Like, you know, I'm seeing a little bit more, and I've hadn't read Ice and Fire and all the stuff, all the books in so long that now I'm starting to forget little things. But they kind of come back when I start thinking about a character.
I don't know Sea Smoke. I've never heard that. That's a cool name.
Yeah, that's one of the major dragons. He's that. He looks like Drogon, but gray. So he's that same style as
cool.
Drogon.
Okay.
And Laenor rides him. And that will, again, without spoiling things, you know, dragon riders change when people die and stuff. But cool. We're not. You know, we'll see how far it goes with this story. I'm assuming this is a 3 to 4 season thing before it can. They can't drag this out like 7-8 years. You know.
Yeah.
There's not enough. I know there's
I
things
good.
I want to like blur
there's
out.
There's things I want to ask, but
I know.
I'd rather wait.
I keep like wanting to blurt out, but I'm like stopping myself because I'm judging people on how I know they will be. You know what I mean? Later, because like I said, that's the thing about God and this specifically is you like all these characters pretty much to some degree. You like most everybody for one reason or another, but they're gonna fight. And you know, who do you pull for? You know, and is there somebody that's got the moral high ground and all those weird questions, you know? But all centered around Rhaenyra and her being the heir. But
yeah, I hear that if we like this show, there is an 8-season sequel.
I heard that.
HBO already has.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I think it's the ancestors of these people.
I think so. Kind of like that basketball player you had over there. You said he had shoes, too.
Yeah, like, she said in that preview of the Song of Ice and Fire,
I
wonder if that guy's in that new show, that sequel show.
I bet that's why they showed that.
I bet it is, too. I wonder if we'll see that knife there she was looking at in the, like, sequel.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
The dagger does look cool,
though.
It'd
be like 170 years later.
Something like that.
And we see their ancestors. And maybe in that show, they'll talk about these people.
Maybe so.
Fucking Joffrey ruined this thing.
Joffrey.
He did.
I want to go back and watch it.
Dude, dude had it so bad, he quit acting. Jack Gleason. He quit.
Bless it.
I think he went back now to like some things like on a part-time
as far as
basis.
Like being typecast as him and stuff.
Well, I don't know if it was just that. He just said, I don't want to do this no more.
Oh, wow.
I'm tired from acting.
When you brought up Ramsay Bolton.
Oh, my God. I thought about it when I saw them dogs.
Yeah, you're right, man. God.
Ramsay flashback.
Let's do those. Let's go back and watch
we
it.
We going to have to, man. Those are fun. I mean, and I was having a blast watching with Cannon. She's just that, you know, got that, just like watching, looks like she's bored. She's interested in it, but she just looks like that. She don't want to talk about it much, you know.
I get it.
But it's fun seeing the old, they're so good. They're so, you know, first four or five seasons are so good.
So good.
Yeah, we'll have to do that sometime. But we will. We'll get back to podcast stuff, by the way. I know I mean, I haven't seen any negative comments or anything, but we got a lot of cool stuff we want to talk about as far as just the podcast in general. So I know right now we're doing reactions, but James here is getting itchy, and he's going to start cheating if we don't get it done.
Yeah, I think that will happen.
We might have to come back and we skip an episode because he's damn press play at home. Fuck it. No, but I get it. You want to binge it all night.
Yeah, you could.
You do when you get into this kind of stuff.
This is very bingeable.
Yep. But anyway, I guess we'll get out of here.
Yeah, man.
We'll do it again, and happy New Year, everybody.
Yes.
You know, this will come out, I guess, on New Year's Day, I guess.
I think so,
Is it Tuesday? Yeah, is that the first?
First is Monday.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so yeah. The second, okay.
And I will say this, my New Year's resolution, I told them at work, is to be more positive in 2024.
There you go.
I have turned into a negative Nancy.
I have too, to some degree. And that comes with age, I think. Mm-hmm. You just see, you know, it's more realism, I think. But yeah, I'm the same way, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Get back to my old ways.
That's a good one, man. That's a good one. And it's realistic.
It is.
You know, it's not some bullshit thing people say. And
yeah, it's not some big goal or promise changing. I have to put in place and then feel like a failure a couple months later.
You feel good for a week and then and then you're right back to same old habits. Yeah, that's fair. That's a good one. I'll join you in that too.
Awesome.
I'll join you in that too. That's a good one.
Because you know, positivity is contagious, just like negativity.
Absolutely, 100%, man.
If I can spread a little bit of positivity, and that spreads from there.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully, you know, like we used to get those comments I send you. You know, I send every once in a while, I'll see a great comment, and I'll still send it to you.
Yes.
That's what makes this stuff worth it, right? YouTube, podcast, whatever, is those handful of comments. You know, that one I sent you was, you know, went through a rough time with this and that, but you know, you guys just chatting and having fun on this podcast or a video or a live
stream. You, man.
It really does, man. And then all of a sudden all that, you know, stuff about growth and, you know, views and listens or whatever it is, you know, kind of, it's not as important anymore.
And
cause if you're in some way touching somebody's life and making their day a little better, that's cool, man. It really is.
And whoever you are, Anonymous.
Yes.
He got your letter.
Anonymous. I'm sorry. I meant to say that at the beginning of the podcast. So, maybe I'll put a timestamp. So, real quick, we got a letter. We won't say what it's about yet, just in case. But I think it was sent in late October. I just don't check that P.O. box very often because I don't really get anything anymore. But we sent it since I believe, our first or maybe second Convicting a Murder podcast, it kind of blew up a little bit, and then we got contacted by people. We got a letter from Anonymous about some other potential scandal/conspiracy.
Yeah.
So I need to go through that whole thing and read it, but yeah, we'll check it out.
Definitely.
Showed it to James earlier.
It's going
to
take some research, and I don't know. It almost feels like investigative journalism
It really does. That would be, yeah. So, from what we've read so far, a little bit. So that's cool, though. That somebody's thinking, like, hey, we can break something over here.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
That's pretty cool. But, if Anonymous, if you're watching, we got it. I'm sorry it was a little late, but, again, I ran by there today going somewhere, and I was like, I'm right here. Let me check the P.O. box, and there it was. I'm
glad you did.
But that's cool, man. Yeah, we'll definitely dig into that, but see what it's about.
Awesome.
All righty. Well, we'll get out of here, and we'll see if James can make it till next week or whenever, and to episode 4. And we'll get out of here and let it fade to black.